Have you ever felt driven into a wilderness, a hard place where you felt tested and alone? What if those times aren't punishments but preparations? So today, we follow Jesus into the wilderness and discover what it means to turn towards God's new reality breaking into our world. I'm Jay Voorhees, and this is Walking in the Way of Jesus. Hi there, and welcome back to Walking in the Way of Jesus. I'm Jay Voorhees, a United Methodist pastor and somebody who is walking with you as we try to follow in the way of Jesus. So in our last episode, we witnessed Jesus' baptism, where heaven tore open and God declared, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." We thought about what it means to hear those words spoken over our own lives and to recognize the image of God within us beneath all the masks we wear. Today, we follow Jesus immediately from that mountaintop moment into the wilderness. And then we hear his first public words, an announcement that changes everything. Today's reading comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. At once, the Spirit forced Jesus out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among the wild animals, and the angels took care of him. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee announcing God's good news, saying, "Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news." As you think about your life, what wilderness are you in right now? Or what wilderness have you walked through? When you were in the wilderness, where did you experience care? What might God be preparing in you? Mark's account of Jesus' temptation is strikingly brief, just a few sentences. The Spirit drives Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days. He's tempted by Satan. He's among the wild animals, and the angels take care of him. That's it. No details, no dramatic showdown. This brevity matters. Mark isn't interested in what Jesus was tempted with. He's interested in the pattern. The mountaintop experience at the baptism is immediately followed by being driven into the hard place. 40 is the biblical number of testing and preparation. Israel's 40 years, Moses' 40 days, Elijah's 40-day journey. The wilderness prepares Jesus for what is coming. And then Mark shifts. John is arrested and Jesus emerges from the wilderness with his first public words. "Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news." Now is the time, not someday. Here comes God's kingdom, not waiting in heaven, but breaking into the world right now. This is the new reality Jesus came to bring. Change your hearts and lives. The same word for repentance John used. Not guilt, but reorientation. turning toward the kingdom that's already here. Let's take a moment to hear the passage again. At once, the Spirit forced Jesus out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among the wild animals, and the angels took care of him. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, announcing God's good news, saying, "Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news." Where do you see signs of God's kingdom breaking in? What needs to change in you to align with God's kingdom? Is there something you can do that would help you turn towards God's kingdom this week? Would you pray with me? God of wilderness and kingdom, you drive us into hard places to prepare us for the work ahead. Help us trust that even in the wilderness, you are at work. When fear and doubt prowl around us, help us notice the care you provide. Your kingdom is here, not someday, but now. Give us courage to turn toward this new reality. Help us see with kingdom eyes and love with kingdom hearts. In the name of Jesus, your beloved one, we pray together the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.